This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. True story, right before this show went live on Monday, my printer broke. I read off the screen, no problem, but now I've got a broken printer, which, if it can't be fixed, will become what's known as e-waste. The United Nations has a report out today finding that globally, only 22% of electronic waste is properly collected and recycled. And for those of us just wanting to do the right thing with, say, an old broken printer, figuring out what that right thing is can be tough. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
I have moved old electronics across state lines in order to avoid dealing with them. Now there's a not small pile of them in my closet. Digging through it makes me feel both guilt and nostalgia.
Oh, my laptop. Oh, geez. That's from like 2009. Oh, this feels old.
This pile of electronics is what Rochester Institute of Technology sustainability professor Callie Babbitt calls an urban mine because it's filled with precious metals.
There's actually a higher concentration of gold, like in smartphones, than there is in natural ores.
Babbitt says we need to stop looking at our old electronics as a chore and think of them as being filled with scarce materials that could be harmful if just thrown away, but worth a lot to the right people.
So there's a big economic driver for recycling these valuable materials. And once they actually get into the system, they do get recycled.
But Babbitt says a lot of consumers don't know how to get into that system. It varies depending on where you are. There are no federal regulations, and about half of states have what are known as take-back laws, where companies that make devices also have to accept old versions. Jason Linnell leads the National Center for Electronics Recycling.
The brand that you might see on a TV, those manufacturers are required to set up or fund recycling locations.
But Linnell says e-recycling options run by either companies or local governments aren't always well publicized. And that's why we end up hanging on to an obsolete laptop for 15 years. That's not ideal for anyone, says Perg's Nathan Proctor.
The longer it sits in the dusty corners of our basements or whatever, the less value it has for the recyclers.
Proctor says it's a lot easier to sell a motherboard if it's not wildly out of date. And he says we shouldn't automatically put something in the broken pile the minute it stops working.
You don't have to take broken for an answer. You know, there is somebody who can help you fix that thing.
So, Amy, maybe it's worth tinkering with that printer. As for my old laptop, I'll let you know where it ends up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.